On Capitol Hill this week, committees in both the House and Senate are holding hearings driven by the upsurge of fighting in Iraq. One theme in the questioning is the June 30th deadline for transferring sovereignty to an Iraqi authority that has yet to be identified. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Richard Lugar, the veteran Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, entitled his three-day hearings this week, Iraq Transition, Civil War or Civil Society? His stated goal is to clarify the Bush administration's plans for a power transfer to Iraqis. But Lugar's request for official testimony from the Defense Department was refused. And so in the first day of hearings, senators on foreign relations heard very little about the Iraqi transition plan. What they did hear from various expert witnesses was a lot of discussion about the date itself. Toby Dodge of London's International Institute for Strategic Studies said June 30th is approaching too fast.
There is so much uncertainty in a very uncertain and disturbed country that June 30th may well add to our problems, not detract from them.
Other panelists said the transition will likely be largely symbolic, since elections won't come until next year and the U.S. will retain military control over Iraq. But one panelist insisted the U.S. must stick to June 30th. Richard Perle is a former Defense Department official in the Reagan administration and now a civilian advisor to the Pentagon. He is a longtime supporter of an aggressive policy to deal with Saddam Hussein, and he argues the U.S. will lose credibility if it backs off its date. Responding to a question yesterday from New Jersey Democrat John Corzine, Perle said he really thinks the transition should have happened months ago.
But having settled on this date, Senator, to back away from it at this point would raise the question of...
Even if we're unprepared, even if there are so many unanswered questions that your result of that turnover...
I think they're going to be unanswered no matter what the date is. They're going to be unanswered questions.
Lawmakers have questioned the transition plan in earnest in recent weeks as casualties have risen. The combat in Iraq has killed more American troops in April than in any previous month in the war. Perle was asked how the U.S. could hand over power in the midst of such a challenge.
I don't accept the idea that there's some mass uprising here. I don't see any evidence of the mass uprising. I think we've pretty much identified where the trouble is coming from in Fallujah. And in fact, I think we're making significant, I haven't seen reports today, but significant progress.
Another panelist, historian Juan Cole of the University of Michigan, disagreed.
I don't understand how someone can look at what happened the last 2 weeks and say it's not a popular uprising. The United States lost control of much of Baghdad. Its supply lines and communications lines to the south were lost. A ragtag bunch of militiamen in Kut chased the Ukrainian troops off of their base and took control of it. This was an uprising.
And several panelists, including the National Security Advisor under President Clinton, Samuel Berger, said the rising violence shows the dire need to internationalize the forces in Iraq and de-emphasize the American role. The hearings continue today and tomorrow when the committee expects to hear from the one Bush administration official scheduled, the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.